Radio.
I'm sure most of us here know all about Mary of Magdala, that she'd been plagued by demons and troubles in her life, and that, as we know, Jesus had delivered her. And out of gratitude for her healing, she joined the band of women who helped provide for Jesus as he travelled from Galilee to Jerusalem. Imagine what that must have been like for her to see him perform miracles and to hear him preach to people every day. Imagine too the loyalty that Mary displayed on Good Friday. When you think about it, most of Jesus' disciples had fled in fear at his arrest, but she stood by him as he died, a true disciple to the end. Still, even though that courageous act wasn't enough, while everyone else remained hidden, what does Mary do? Well, Mary went to the tomb to perform one last act of service for Jesus, to anoint his body according to Jewish tradition. She was grief-stricken, as we hear in the Gospel this afternoon. She was weeping, but she still wanted to honour the memory of all that Jesus had done for her. Then her sorrow, we read, was turned to joy when she encountered first an empty tomb and then Jesus himself risen from the dead. It's interesting that Jesus only uses one word and she recognises him straight away. And that word was her name, Mary. Jesus says with a single word, Mary, and she again was revived. And her single word reply, Rabuni, contained not only relief and joy, but a pledge of undying faith. Jesus did not appear to the first rulers of Egypt, nor to the 12 apostles. He appeared to a woman with an interesting, and you might say disturbed, past, whose life had been dramatically turned around. She became the first witness of the resurrection, the one who would have the honour of being the apostle to the apostles. Once again, Jesus did something unexpected and remarkable. He chose someone unexpected, yet someone who was remarkable, someone many would have disregarded for one of the greatest honours in history. Whatever kind of troubles Mary had suffered, it didn't disqualify her in Jesus' eyes. And neither are we disqualified, whether by our past troubles or our past failings or all those things that weigh us down and trouble us. Jesus came for that very reason, to deliver us from all that binds us, to deliver us from all that keeps us from being close to him and close to each other. Jesus, you are the hope of glory. Our hearts rejoice at the sound of your voice. Thank you for awakening hope in us and lifting us up to new life in you. Amen.
Radio.org.au